Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dottillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And we'll go to page two of Bobby's Notebook, brought to you by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Cannon, give us what you got on page two.
Well, 7-on-7, that's without a pass rush. They kept their rotation the same, Hayner, Rattler, and Shuck. And some of the media, they accused me of taking up for the quarterback, and I said, that was a good throw. What? Kamara got to catch that. It was a nice hole because I could see the short and long coverage, and he said, well, Kamara had to turn around. I said, well, yeah, but that was the place where you had to place the ball. Exactly. And I said, that'd have been a tough catch, but I expect Kamara to make that because we need him to. He is that good. So I wrote, good throw, and Kamara dropped a tough catch right in the hole. And, Mike, it had been about a 25-yard gain.
Whoa.
So I'm like, no, I'm telling you, it was a good read by Hayner. I thought where the ball placement and the coverage dictated where he had to throw the ball. So, anyway, that was a nice play. Rattler, now, this is the one bad play he had. He was intercepted on a deep ball because he underthrew it. I think Bub Means had Quincy Riley beat. But that's one thing about Quincy Riley, Mike. He makes a play on the ball. And Coach Moore said that about watching a film of him at Louisville, that he does play the ball in flight and make plays that way. So he came up with an interception. I think that's his second interception of camp. He ended up being the first defender to get an interception for training camp. But again, Quincy Riley, I still think he'd get picked on if he was starting and playing. It's not like he's like shut down corner all the time, because there was in a team period later on in practice, Rattler was that quarterback and he hit Mason Tipton, who beat Quincy Riley for about a 50-yard touchdown bomb. So you know, give and take. But the one thing, you got to be one snap and clear, Mike, how you handle adversity.
Yeah.
So you know, even though you come up with interception, they might still be going right after you. So you got to continuously make plays. So that's why even everyone's high on Quincy Riley. The coach, everybody said, well, I don't know. He was guarding Mason Tipton there. And he ended up catching like a 50-yard touchdown for a bomb. Now, I noticed Shuck compared to maybe the other quarterbacks. And definitely, you know, his team, like 7-on-7 in his process. There's no pass rush, but the ball, he's still trying to the ball to come out. He had three short throws that would have moved the chains, and that's what you want to do. Situational football, if it's 3rd and 7, okay, so we gain 8 or, 10 yards, whatever it might be. So it's first down. Now, there was a 4th down situation when Shuck was in there, and I'd blame this more on Cedric Wilson Jr., how he ran that route. He let Rajon Wright undercut him, and so a good pass defense on a slant route. You know how you got to kind of box him out, Mike?
Yeah.
And he didn't
like
do
that. Like a basketball player.
Yes, and he didn't do that. And so Rajon Wright came in there and knocked the ball down. Well, guess what? That was 4th down. You know, you don't move the change. They continued another drill, you know, special teams. Looked like they were working on blocking the gunners, you know, because, you know, like the punt return game, blocking on punt return, because that could be – you know, one and a half less first downs you have to get. You know, I always say, boy, if you can average 13, 14 yards of punt return, that'll help your offense because it shortens your field and you end up scoring a lot of points. But I noticed a lot with the offense, and now going back to a team period, all quarterbacks, they all doing a great job with this, that being Hayner, Rattler, and Shuck. The up-tempo, they're getting in and out the huddle, and it's not like two-minute offense at times, Mike. And like they might run a play, then run another play, then get in the huddle. But it's really up tempo. It's not like milking the clock. Even though I think sometimes if we're running the ball good and we're playing a team that might, the perception might be they got more talent than us. Hey, we're in the game. Let's milk the clock and just have a, you know, a close victory. Now in this team period, I thought Hayner a couple of times, a good sack avoidance. You might say, oh, they would have sacked him. No, they wouldn't. I mean, he juked him. Good sack avoidance a couple of times, not taking the sack. That was big time. And in that drill towards the latter part, that's where I talked about the good vision with Alvin Kamara. And simple runs. And you never know if he's going to break a tackle because they're not taking him to the ground. But at least plus 6-8 yards. So good for the offensive line with that. Now with Juwan Johnson being out, it was a third down play. Come on, you can't drop it. The rookie from UCLA, Molokai, you know, the seventh round pick. How you say his last name, Mike? I know his first name is Molokai, right?
Madaval.
Madaval, yeah. Eminem. Molokai. You know, Eminem dropped it on third down, then you'd be punting. You know, those are the kind of plays that come back to haunt you when you're not able to execute. And again, this was a big play by Rattler on this series when he was in charge of the team. He hit Cooks plus 12. Haven't really seen Cooks like bombs away. You've seen him being more like a possession receiver. Very similar, like almost Chris Olave Jr. You see a lot of 12-yard gains, 15-yard gains. Nothing wrong with that because you're moving the sticks. You got to run precise routes. Well, that was a nice play from Rattler to Cooks, plus 12. And then that's when he hit Mason Tipton after that and beat Quincy Riley on that bomb for 50 yards. And then right after that, Rattler had a 12-yard pass to Olave. You know, and the fans aren't going to go crazy. They had practice, but those are efficient plays, what you need. Mike, with all the tight ends, when you think about it, top three tight ends, they're not practicing right now. So I'd say that'd be the major concern. Juwan Johnson, Steve Gallatelli, kind of think dealing with a groin injury. And they might be saying a few days, a few weeks. I don't know. That's not good. Juwan Johnson, I think, has to have a Pro Bowl type year. You look, especially when you look at the quarterback depth. I mean, the tight end depth. You don't have Taysom Hill. You know,
Foster Morrow.
You don't have to Foster Morrow. You don't have Juwan Johnson. So Jack Stahl. Mike, and even I think Coach Moore brought this up. He's been impressed more than, you know, everybody thinks him as kind of like every down tight end, kind of blocking and all that. He's contributed and looked smooth as a pass catcher. He had from Hayner, he had a nice 15-yard reception, that being Jack Stahl from Hayner. And again, now Shuck was in there. I just talked about Rattler to Cooks plus 12. Well, here was Shuck to Cooks plus 12. So, again, you see those type of plays going all the time. And then right after that, I wrote Hayner to Olave plus 12. Now, this is when Kool-Aid McKinstry, and we need him to play well, Mike. We've invested a lot in him. We need him to be dominant. But when I look at Kool-Aid, you know, one snap and clear, and we count on him. Boy, nice pass defended from Hayner on a deep ball to Rashid. And that was a nice play by Kool-Aid McKinstry on that to bat that ball down. But then right after that, not too long, he got beat on a first down throw. Hayner to Kevin Austin Jr. Beating McKinstry would have been a first down throw. And then Rattler to Pettis, who's going to be, I think, our punt return in the preseason. Very similar to what you've seen with Brandon Cooks and Chris Olave, a plus 12-yard gain on an out route. And then the end practice, another good run towards that end. Spencer Rattler, but nice plus 12-yard scramble. Mike, that would have been legit. And the most impressive run of the camp, and I think we're going to see him in the preseason games, is Velus Jones Jr. It had been about a 35-yard touchdown. I think that's been the longest splash run that we've had so far in camp. You know, Mike, we can talk about him a little bit more later, but he's that guy that was in Carolina's camp, I believe, last year, 3 years out of Tennessee. But to me, he's explosive, and it's the reason why he's competing. But Velus Jones Jr., that a nice 35-yard touchdown run to end practice.
Bob, one of the things with Jones is former third-round pick of the Bears. He had not played halfback until his final year with the Bears.
Whoa.
He was drafted as a receiver return man.
Well, he looks like a running back the way he runs.
But he's built like a running back. He really is. When you watch him, he's really built more like a running back. But you know he can catch the ball coming out the backfield, being a former wideout.